Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Harry Warren and Nat Shilkret, have some songs about marriage, some songs by some sisters, and some songs for the new year. This past week, on Christmas Day in 1917, the play Why Marry opened at the Astor Theater in New York City, and the following year it won the first Pulitzer Prize for drama for its author, Jesse Lynch Williams. So to commemorate Jesse Williams' Pulitzer Prize for Why Marry, here are some rapidly rotating records about marriage, beginning with Bob Herring and his orchestra.
Certain sign that wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. All the boys are singing love songs, they forgot sweet Adeline. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. There goes Jack, there goes Jim, down to Lover's Lane. Now and then we meet again, but they don't seem the same. Gee, I get a lonesome feeling when I hear the church bells chime. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. Thank you.
Louisiana's wedding day. This is Louisiana's wedding day. This is Louisiana's wedding day. This is Louisiana's wedding day.
So gay, where are they going? Hey, hey, if you want to go down, I'll give you the lowdown. It's Louisiana's wedding day. Who is the bridegroom? Hey, hey, and boop, 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 who is the bridegroom? Hey, hey, fit, fat, and barefaced, his name's Charlie Staircase. It's Louisiana's wedding day. Louisiana's wedding day. Everyone is bright and gay. Choir boys will sing, all the bells will ring on Louisiana's wedding day.
It's going to be an argument between the bride and the bride. Now, who the best man, hey, hey. Find out who be the best man, hey, hey. Boy, I be the best man with a cold on my chest, man, on Louisiana's wedding day. Yeah, now who's gonna give bright away? Oh, who's gonna give bright away? Now lots of us could do, but we don't think we should do on Louisiana's wedding day. Louisiana's wedding day. Every time is bright and gay. Now the choir boys will all sing, all those church bells will they ring, oh you rascal, on Louisiana's wedding day.
So good luck to Louisiana's wedding day.
Louisiana's wedding day. This is Louisiana's wedding day.
Billy Cotton and his band, November 18th, 1933, and Louisiana's wedding day, with the vocal duo of Alan Breeze and Teddy Foster. This was Teddy Foster's first recorded vocal. He began as a trumpeter in 1929, leading a band called the Collegians. After touring with Billy Cotton, he formed a jazz group called the Kings of Swing and continued leading a band until 1960, when he became a theatrical manager. Before that, we heard Cliff Jackson and his Crazy Cats and We'll Be Married in June from around February 27, 1930. We began the show with Bob Herring and his orchestra and Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine, composed by Sammy Fain. The lyrics were co-written by Irving Cale and William Raskin. That was recorded about February 9th, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, December 24th, Christmas Eve, marked the birth in 1893 of Salvatore Anthony Guaragna. You may recognize him by the name Harry Warren, but even if you don't, you most certainly know his songs. His father was a bootmaker, and Harry was one of 11 children. He had an early interest in music, and although he had no formal musical education, he taught himself to play the drums, the accordion, and later the piano. He quit high school at age 15 and joined the John Victor Brass Band, a traveling carnival show, where he played drums. By 1915, he was working for the Vitagraph movie studio in New York, where he played piano, served as a prop man, acted, and worked as an assistant director on several films. In 1922, he came up with his first hit song, Rose of the Rio Grande, with lyrics by Edgar Leslie. By early 1925, 10 Warren songs had been published, and about half of them became hits. From 1929 to 32, Harry Warren was the director of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. In 1929, he wrote several more hits, teaming up with top lyric writers including Gus Kahn and Kalmar and Ruby. In 1930, he was called on to write the score for the picture Spring Is Here and the Broadway show Sweet and Low. 1932 was a major turning point in Harry Warren's music career, and was the year he wrote the score with Al Dubin for the Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler picture 42nd Street. He contributed to more than 75 films, which produced more than 128 hit songs and won three Academy Awards in 1935, 1940, and 1946. Harry Warren married Josephine Wensler in December of 1917, and they were together until his death on September 22, 1981. Here's a quartet of songs from the pen of Songwriters Hall of Famer, Harry Warren.
Somehow did where I knew you'd find me, I'd find you. Here we are, alone together. What matter whether we wandered far? And though we haven't got a bank full, we can still be thankful that here we are. Somehow, dear, I knew you'd find me, and I'd find you. Here we are, alone together. What matter whether we wandered far? And though we haven't got a bank full, we can still be thankful that here we are. That's all.
Thank you. I'm taking you to 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Sexy ladies from the 80s who are indiscreet. They're side by side, they're glorified. Where the underworld can meet the elite, 42nd Street.
Art Kahn's Orchestra with the vocal by Dick Robertson and 42nd Street from A Perfect 78 recorded January 13, 1933. That was preceded by a much less well-known composition by Harry Warren and Ballard MacDonald, Lily, played there on May 19, 1927 by Al Starita and the Kit Kat Band. Before Lily, it was Annette Hanshaw, accompanied by the New Englanders, Phil Napoleon, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, and Frank Signorelli, and Here We Are, from July 14, 1929. We began our little tribute to Harry Warren with duo pianists Victor Arden and Phil Oman in 1934, and I Only Have Eyes for You, from the musical Dames.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Several weeks ago, listener Morley sent in a request for a song by a group of sisters. This is the first chance I've had to play it, but it starts off a set of Rapidly Rotating Records by Sisters.
Till you've had that mood
steal and go.
But with the was born, so I'll say good night, sweetheart. Though I'm not beside you, good night, sweetheart. Still my love will guide you, dreams and for you. In each one I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart, good
Some sister acts at the request of listener Morley. We began with the Boswell sisters, Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E, and later in her career, C-O-N-N-E-E, Martha and Helvetia, better known as Vet, and Duke Ellington's composition, Mood Indigo. The sisters were accompanied on that January 9, 1933, Brunswick recording by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Next, it was the Duncan sisters, Vivian, Evelyn, and Rosetta in 1930, and I'm Following You, written by Ballard MacDonald and Dave Dreyer, from the picture It's a Great Life. You may know Rosetta Duncan from her recording of I've Got a Coded by Does, and the sisters wrote the music and lyrics for their own Broadway show, Topsy and Eva, which opened at the Sam H. Harris Theater on December 23, 1924, and ran for 159 performances. We finished up with Phil Spitalny's music and the Paul Sisters, P-A-U-L-L, and Good Night, Sweetheart, from a hit of the week record recorded in October of 1931, and which appeared on newsstands on Thursday, December 3rd. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, Christmas Day marked the birth in 1889 in Queens, New York, of Nathaniel Shilkret. At the age of 5, he began studying clarinet with his father, but he also studied piano with Charles Hambitzer, who also taught the young George Gershwin. At age 15, he was accepted by the Russian Symphony, and in his early years he played with the New York Symphony, New York Philharmonic, the Metropolitan Orchestra, and a concert band led by John Philip Sousa. At age 24, Shilkret became musical director of the Victor Talking Machine Company, where he arranged and conducted ensembles including the International Novelty Orchestra, International Concert Orchestra, Victor Concert Orchestra, International Symphony Orchestra, Shilkret's Rhythm Melodists, the Troubadours, the All-Star Orchestra, the Ever-Ready Radio Group, the Hilo Hawaiian Orchestra, and the Victor Salon Orchestra, which he formed in 1924. Beginning in 1925, Shilkret worked regularly in radio as Victor turned to radio as a publicity medium. He was also an arranger and composer and wrote The Lonesome Road, first recorded in 1927 by Gene Austin, who wrote the lyrics. Other Shilkret compositions include Jenny, I Dream of Lilac Time, with lyrics by L. Wolfe Gilbert, and If I Should Send a Rose, co-written with Robert Louis Sheehan. Shilkret moved to Hollywood in 1935 and worked as an arranger, conductor, and musical director for RKO Radio Pictures, most notably on Swing Time in 1936. Nat Shilkret died in Franklin Square, Long Island, New York, on February 18, 1982. Here's Nat Shilkret.
Thank you. you mean it when you said I love you? Did you mean it when you said I care? Tell me, were you only just pretending? If you were, you were not playing fair. Did you mean it when you said we'll marry? Tell me truthfully, were you sincere? When I stood before you and you whispered I adore you, tell me, did you really mean it,
thank you. First you feel a kink or two, but here's the kick for you. Your one desire is to acquire each movement of the stainty dance. Will thrill you through. Oh, I know it will entrance you when you do the kinky jew.
From Nat Shilkret and his orchestra. We began with Did You Mean It, written by Phil Baker, Sid Silvers, and Abe Lyman. The vocalist on that November 25th, 1927 recording was Louis James. Then it was Johnny Marvin vocalizing on Who, You, That's Who, from May 19th, 1927. Then it was Frank Munn and Crossroads, recorded October 18th, 1926, And we finished up our little tribute to Nat Shilkret with Billy Murray, vocalizing on the Kinkajou from February 3rd, 1927.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
This is the last Rapidly Rotating Records show of 2004, so here are a couple of songs to help usher in the new year. Here's Ben Selvin and his orchestra with what sounds like a pretty good idea to me.
Watch the old year die with a fond goodbye, and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year right? Watch the old year die with a fond goodbye, and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new?
This, of course, is the last Rapidly Rotating Records show of 2004. I want to thank you all for listening and for your expressions of support through your email. I really do appreciate the feedback, so if you have a request for a particular song or artist, or just want to say hi, you can send email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Of course, you can also send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I'm looking forward to bringing you more 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes in 2005. With best wishes for a safe, happy, healthy, and extraordinarily prosperous new year, I thank you for your very kind attention, and I'll see you next year. Here to finish out this show is Fred Rich and his orchestra.